Stark, this is reading on Stephen Spey. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Stephen. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Spey is S-P-E-H. S as in Sam, P, Paul, E-H. Spey. Date of birth is 10-28-51. The date of visit is 5-17-22. Please make a copy for George Hurdell, M.D. That's Dr. George Hurdell, H-E-R-D-E-L, M.D., from New Smyrna. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Stephen Spee for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of prison illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has a history of cough, congestion, wheezing, and a prior history of asthma, was recently treated with multiple courses of antibiotics for bronchitis. He also was on prednisone, but has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity and has some soreness in his throat. The patient had no recent chest x-ray, but a screening chest CT with contrast on 12/6/21 showed a rounded atelectasis in the right posterior costal phrenic angle and a stable sub 5 millimeter nodules with areas of scarring and moderate emphysema. These findings were stable since March of 21. Period. The patient denies recent weight loss, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of exploratory laparotomy following a pelvic fracture and ureteral desorption. He also had CABG times 3 and history of asthma, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, and Barrett's esophagus, status post endoscopy, and hypothyroidism. The patient has insomnia and had some skin cancers resected. Surgery also includes hernia repairs, partial cystectomy, and history of left. And history of colonoscopies and cortisone injections of his shoulder. Next, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 20 years and then quit. Also was exposed to secondhand smoke. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of cancer, father died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System I'm sorry, allergy is none listed. Next, system review. The patient has had no weight loss or fatigue. He has cataracts. He has dizzy attacks, sore throat, and hoarseness. He has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. He has reflux symptoms, nausea, denies diarrhea, constipation. He has anxiety, and he has no urinary symptoms or flank pains, and he has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, but has memory loss and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash or itching. Next, med list. Aspirin 1 daily, Zizol 5 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Lisinopril 10 milligrams BID, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, Ativan 0.5 milligrams as needed, Levothyroxine 75 micrograms a day, nebulized Atrovent solution. Atrovent nasal sprays, 2 sprays BID, and singulate 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight. Elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 150 by 80. Pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 185, saturation 98. HEND abnormal phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the answers irregulars on an S2. No S3 or murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, or megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema with diminished pulses, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor lapses, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, multiple lung nodules. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a chest CT to follow up on the lung nodules. Also get a complete pulmonary function study and CBC IgE level, and I was advised to use Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff daily. Use Ventolin 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the past history of obstructive sleep apnea? Okay. Follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Hurdell, George Hurdell, M.D., H-E-R-D-E-L-M-D.